growth, increase, expansion, evolving. We seem passionate about teenagers and young adults. Yes, you. You're welcome to the Victorious Voice Network. We're committed to being a voice and communicating life in a hopeless and vulnerable world. Listen to the Victorious Voices as they bring you hope for you.
I welcome you to another episode of the Victorious Voice Network podcast. Thank you for tuning in to listen to this episode. In this episode, we'll be starting a series which is still in line with our focus since the beginning of the year, which is spiritual growth as a teenager, as a youth, and even as an adult. So our focus will be on the heart of prayer as a key to spiritual growth. But the focus today would be on how do we pray. Prayer in simple term is communication with God. That is simply and basically what prayer is. It is communication with God, which is done by man, by you communicating with God. That is prayer. Prayer is not until you shout and everybody can hear. Prayer is not until you set a dedicated time and say, okay, now I want to pray. Yes, that is your prayer, but it is not limited to the aforementioned. And since it is communication, in layman term, say you are communicating with a friend and you are gisting with a friend, for example, you say what you want to say, you give time for your friend to speak as well, you don't just continue to do the talking. That is the same way it should be with communication with God. A lot of times we are prone to just talking to God, talking at God. But let me put it that way, talking at God without allowing Him to speak back to you. Prayer should be two-way, such that you speak to God and God speak back to you. Note, it is not talking at God. So to pray, it's essential to have a quiet, dedicated place for you to pray. And that is for the sake of efficiency, not because if you pray in any other place, God will not hear you. God can hear us anywhere, anytime, any day you speak to Him. It is just for you to be able to hear Him back when you speak to Him, is why you need a quiet and dedicated place. But you can always speak to God. You can be in your kitchen, you can be in your classroom, you can be in your lecture room and speak to God. God is not limited to our environment. Importantly, another thing is to know whom you are speaking to. Who are you praying to? Do you even know this God you are praying to? The Bible says, they that know their God shall be strong and shall do exploit. So do you know the God you are speaking to? Do you know the person you are praying to? Do you know the person you are communicating with? This is not just, yes, I know He's God. Yeah, He's God, He created me. No. Beyond all that, what great knowledge of God do you have? What infinite knowledge of God do you have that you work with daily? In subsequent episodes after this, focus will be placed by myself and my co-anchors on praying God's will, praying God's word, the importance of memorizing the scripture such that it will help your prayers, and lots more other things that are embedded in prayers such that it will help your spiritual growth and help you to live the life God has proposed for you to live. Thank you very much for listening. Do well to share with your friends. God bless you.